Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Important report which helps us understand the impact of being over indebted and having bad credit on one's personal finance and career opportunities. What does that mean for us as South Africans and what are the consequences? We join on the line now by Rapule Mahlangu, Head of Associations and Affinity Groups at Metropolitan. Rapule, such a pleasure to have you, sir.
Great to be online. How are you, Gugu?
I'm keeping well, thank you, Rap. Such a pleasure to touch base with you.
Yeah, politics. I'm listening to you.
I can't. That's why I stick to numbers, right? Because numbers don't lie. It's facts. There's no emotion involved. Politics, on the other hand, it's a thin line. But first things first, I think you have a very intriguing title, firstly, before we do get into the report. Head of Associations and Affinity Groups at Metropolitan.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So Gugu, this is a department that takes care of your stock fails, burial societies, and associations in terms of their risk need, more in line with funeral components that we can offer. Mm. So that's the part that I take care of.
Mm. And I think this is so important, Raps, because I can imagine that this is where you witness the realities that we as South Africans are actually facing, and how it is that we find ourselves in a very delicate position of the financial ambition and goals that we want to attain, but also the financial responsibility. And if we haven't noticed by now, things are tough for everyone.
Things are tough indeed, Gugu. And what we've seen is more and more stock fails coming afore. So one would argue from the mainstream savings components, you'll think that people are not necessarily savings, but people have actually found alternative ways of savings. And I mean, stock fails and burial societies have been there for ages. What I love about them, they take care of three critical issues. If you think about it, you can actually borrow money from a stock fail, you can save within a stock fail, and they'll take care of your risk components in terms of funeral and the likes. Mm-hmm. So that's a very fascinating way of looking at it.
Mm. A few minutes ago, we were talking about why many South Africans are considering Two-Pot, and that's because they're highly indebted and perhaps struggling to access more debt and are desperate to touch into their long-term savings. But debt is a silent killer, shackle, that's been dictating how many South Africans live their lives. And maybe talk us through this and the impact it has on livelihoods.
So debt... That is very, one can look at it in two ways. There's good debt and there's a bit of bad debt. And debt, for me, credit facilities can be classified, like I said, as good or bad. But what is important is the terms that they offer and the financial habits they encourage. I mean, things like mortgage bonds, Gugu, are quite good in terms of long-term savings, because they also offer, lower interest rates. Things like your student loans, mm-hmm. those are loans that are good to have because they will actually help you get a qualification and in turn land a great job or even become an entrepreneur who is in the know. Funny thing, a credit card can actually become a good debt if utilized correctly. So it's one of those things that either like it or don't love it, but it can also become a good debt.
Mm. And good debt is important because those are assets that help you either improve on your knowledge through student loans or perhaps assets that help you acquire better income. But there's an interesting relationship that you've drawn between debt as well as career choices and how best we need to find that balance and relationship there. I'm keen for you to guide us on that.
So Gugu, one of the things that we look at as employers, especially in the financial services industry, is that we look at an individual and say, how has he been able to, secure his own or her own money? How was this person able to, navigate the financial landscape? And if you are unable to do so with your own money, the question is, will you be able to do so with other people's money? So that's one of the most critical things that we look at when employing people or looking for candidates to employ. And over and above that, remember, personal debt has a way of of seeping into your normal life, even career, work-wise. If you think about a person taking care of other people's money, if you can't take care of your own money, and you may, at the end of the day, you know, do funny stuff with people's money, and we will be found wanting. So we consider that as important when we hire people. But other institutions don't necessarily look at it that way. They're giving people a chance. But unfortunately, in the financial services industry, we do credit checks just to make sure that the person is, can be able to handle money.
Very true. And I see that many of the key points that you're mentioning in terms of how being over indebted can really impact your career choices is, of course, to make sure you have a financial plan, living below your means, investing in your skills, and of course, exploring alternative income streams. So next time we put our CVs out there, I think it's very important that we also take a look at our financial behaviors, because as you say, there's a very close correlation there, right?
Definitely.
Perfect. Raps, we'll have to leave it there for tonight, but truly appreciate your time with us this evening, sir, and looking forward to touching base with you again in future.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Enjoy your evening.
You too. That's Rapule Mahlangu, Head of Associations and Affinity Groups at Metropolitan, helping us understand how next time you are looking to get a job and expanding on your career options, do make sure that you are in good financial standing. In most career paths, your financial health will be evaluated and checked into.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.